Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah, you can start to feel that steam driving my bike over here from TV just now. Just a little bit. Like it's going to be warm by tomorrow. Mike Max, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. Your big brother to the Midwest. Nah, I don't like that. I think of a different one. Here's a question that I have for you, and you can chime in on text or call us. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Now, let me phrase this correctly, first of all, so you understand where we're coming from on this. The Minnesota Twins are a first-place baseball team. And some suggested they could even be further ahead if they played all their good players more often. So what that really comes to, there's several good players that have not played a lot of games because of injury and rest and all those things this year. And so the question becomes, if you, the hardworking men and women of this fan base, spend your hardworking money on a Twins game, should you expect to see Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton in the lineup? Obviously, they can't play all 81 games at home, et cetera, but you know what I'm saying in general. And on Saturday, they were both out of the lineup. It's been commonplace that both have been out of the lineup, some because of injuries. Correa fractured his finger. Correa had COVID. Buxton, we know, is the up-and-down story with injuries. And somehow they've managed him to the point where he's not hitting much for average, Buxton, 231, but he's got 17 home runs. And Correa's hitting 300. And I believe that Correa, part of the problem was that they thought he had some lingering effects from COVID. And so they're trying not to, you know, overdo it and then have him ready. But there are people that say, hey, man, this is why we buy tickets to come out and watch the likes of Buxton and Correa, at least have one of them in the lineup. And I ask you the question, should the fans have a voice in that? Should you be able to state, should they take seriously that you want this product on the field? Should that be part of the decision-making process for Rocco Baldelli and the Twins management staff that they say, you know what, we're at home. Anytime we're at home, Buxton and Correa are in the lineup unless there's something really extraneous. And Buxton at least is a DH. Hopefully we can play him in center field as well. Here's my thought on it. You can never, ever, ever run a team, a baseball team or anything else, based on anything more than the principles that you believe in. You cannot kowtow to fans or the public or any outside forces ever. It is your responsibility and your obligation as a manager or management to know your team better than anybody else does and to manage your team within the parameters of those beliefs. So I don't think you do anybody any favors by putting guys in the lineup if it doesn't fit into your game plan, whatever that plan is. Now, the fans can disagree with the game plan. They can say, I want to see Buxton. I want to see Correa. They're paying big money for him, and I'm spending money for him. I get that. They can say that. But I don't think that anyone, any manager or general manager in their right mind should ever, ever, ever kowtow to the fans or anybody else. Period. I think it's the quickest way to ruin your team and to leave yourself with regrets and second guesses. It's your job to know that personnel. It's your job to come up with a plan for Byron Buxton. Do I agree with it all the time? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much pain he's in. I don't know how that goes. Should Correa play 100, you know, should he, for the rest of the season, should he sit only three more games, say, because he's already sad enough between his fractured finger and his and COVID and at $32.5 million, you better get more out of him than you do. I don't know. He's played well when he's been there and they're in first place. But I don't think that the fans should ever have a say in how you run your team. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. They can voice their opinion. They can do the little Twitter Twitter world and go back and forth and all that stuff. But I don't think you should ever empower the fans to lead them to believe that they or anybody else has a say in how you run your team. I think that's a death trap. I think that's marching into an area where you're going to assure yourself failure. You have to have core beliefs, core values, say this is our plan, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to try to orchestrate it. And then you got to be able to change that plan on the fly as you go through it, but you can't change it just because the fans want something. You can't change it because you ran into Harry at the post office and he suggested to you that you should play Buxton and Correa more. You can't do that. You might want to see them more, but as a team, and here's the other piece to this. At the end of the season, the only thing that fans will remember is how well the team did. They won't get too caught up in. Now, I guess if you lost the division championship by a game, there could be those that say, "See, if you'd have played Buxton and Correa more, or whoever it is, you'd have won the division." I guess you can make a little bit of room for that, but you can never violate your core concepts. As a manager, as anybody that's in anything that's strategic, you have to have a plan. You have to live by it, not just because it's what you believe, but you have to send a message to the people that are entrusted with you and your credibility. They have to know that you say what you mean and you mean what you say. They have to be able to follow it with some consistency. They have to believe in you as a boss, whoever the boss is. They have to believe that you know what you're doing, and if you said it's going to be this way and then you change directions all the time, then you lose the troops. And so if you're the Twins management and you say this is the way we're going to do it, you can't waver from that. You have to play that out. If it gets to a point where you go, we need to play these guys more, it shouldn't be based on what the fans want. It should be based on a logical reason that you believe that this team would further themselves and by playing Correa and Buxton more. I don't know how anyone can disagree with me on that. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You have to stay true to who you are. There's an old saying that if you give somebody the keys to the car, if you make them the coach or the general manager, the one piece of advice they always get from somebody else that's been there before, that's done this thing before. You know, they called Jerry West and Jerry West said this. It's always the same. Do it your way. Because if you don't, you're going to get fired sometime and you're going to regret the way you did it because you're going to say to yourself, boy, I wish I had done it my way. You hear what I'm saying? 651-461-9226. Hammer, how does it strike you?
Well, personally, let's say I'm a fan and I live here in the metro area.
Okay.
If Buxton and Correa out of the lineup, okay, no big deal for me. I can just go to another game another time and get tickets easily because I live right down here. If I'm like a Bemidji or someone coming down for a Twins game, I'm a little disappointed because that may be my one chance to see or see Correa and Buxton in person, and they're off.
Now, I understand being disappointed.
Yeah.
I just don't think you can program your team and say, you know what,
but you're right.
We got a good group sale coming from up in Duluth today. So, you know.
You're right. You can't approach it that way. I mean, that's ridiculous to even think about doing it that way. I guess if I'm the manager, I'm looking around like, okay, so let's say Bucks has got a day off today. Maybe we DH Correa or vice versa or something like that. Maybe we spread it a little more or something so they don't overlap with each other.
But if you're convinced that the right thing to do is sit both of them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know more about it than we know, so to speak.
Yeah, you gotta trust your instincts.
Yeah, you know that Correa's not feeling well, and you don't want to announce that to the world. But yeah. and you know that Buxton can't after last night. Yeah. We don't like what we see here. Blah 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 blah. We got to sit him. Then you got to sit him.
Yeah, you know your players better than anybody else. You feel this is the day they need to rest. They're still, then you give them the rest day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and now part of this started in the NBA. You know.
Oh, it's been huge over the last couple of years.
And this idea that guys just go, you know what, three in the next 6 days, that's a little much.
Yeah, what did Jimmy Butler have? General soreness?
Jimmy Butler day here, yeah. Yeah, soreness, general soreness.
Yeah, load management.
Now here's the irony of it. The irony of it is the more money you pay these guys, the more prone you are to sit them.
Uh-huh.
Because the investment gets so big that the last thing that you want to do.
Yes.
Is have them get injured because they came back too soon. And so now, not only do you pay more for these athletes, but you get less because if they say that they need a day off, you go, heaven help us if I play him and he gets hurt when he said he needed a day off.
Yeah.
And so you protect your investment at all costs, mm-hmm. and this is the irony of it. You protect your investment, and you end up protecting guys that are making more money than anybody's ever made in the history of sports.
Yeah, you don't know the Josh Donaldson situation where you're paying the guy a lot of money. He's down the lineup every single day because he's got a nagging injury.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got one other question for you people, and it's this. I was just reading an article today where the highest paid government employees by the state of Minnesota are psychiatrists that make over $500,000 a year. Two of them did. The median salary was $345,000 for psychiatrists that were employed by the government. I didn't even know that existed. I didn't know they employed psychiatrists. I don't know at what level. I don't know how they do it. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, well, should anyone make more than the governor does? The governor is the one that has to lead and make all the tough decisions and everything falls from there. How can a psychiatrist make more than the governor coming out of the same pot of money? I don't know that. It just struck me. And again, I just open up the phone lines. I say, hey, this is your show as much as it's my show. Okay. And like the twins, I'm going to stay true to my convictions. I'm going to let you know where you stand if you have a dumb idea. But that's my job. I have to let you know when you're off track, when you're off base, when you're not centered. I got to try to get you back in the lane. But I heard this and I said, that seems to me to be, I don't know. I don't understand that, I guess. If the commander in chief is the leader that makes all the decisions, I don't understand how other people inside that same framework can make more money than Tim Walz in this case. Does that make sense to anybody? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We're always open for you on News Talk 830 WCCO. Zero out. 9 a.m. That's a kite by then. Welcome back, Sports to the Max, taking phone calls and texts. You know, we got a lot of texts coming in, and I appreciate that, but I like it when you guys call in and we can have a little bit more byplay. I can ask the questions to the answers that are left kind of hanging there. And I asked two questions. I said, should fans have a say in whether or not Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa in this case, or in general superstars at games, whether or not they play them or not at home? And the other question I asked was, I just saw a report out that says the highest paid people by our government are psychiatrists. That make a couple of make over 500 grand a year. And I said, does that fly in the face of our structure, meaning our governor should be the highest paid employee as the boss, and we'll get some interesting texts on that. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We'll start with the Twins part of it. Text, I think the management and the owners should make a lineup earlier in the day, and if you decide that you don't want to go because they're not playing, then you would have the right not to go to the game. So they just want a little bit forewarning. And once they get the forewarning, they're fine. Injury and rehab, it will be at least 2 years before Royce Lewis is able to play, 27 years old. What do you think? You don't give up on Royce Lewis because he played well enough when he was here create enough of a feeling that he's got a chance. And he may have just one incredible story to tell when this is all said and done. But yes, he's having surgery again, 60 days, all that stuff. In essence, the season again. But I think that glimmer of hope that he gave us when he played for the 10 days, whatever it was, I think that was enough to kind of hang your hat on and say that there's something here. He's got something, and we're not quite sure. Now on the question about whether or not people should make more money inside the government than in the state of Minnesota than the governor does. Great question. It's because it's the government's money and they think it's theirs. They don't realize it's ours, Mark from Minnetonka. So I guess what he's saying is they really aren't. They just take the budget and they just write checks out and hire who they want to hire and don't get too concerned about it because it doesn't come out of their pocket. Or maybe just as important is sometimes the people that guard the money in private companies try getting a buck from them. I mean, they look at it as a badge of honor if they can suppress people and keep expenses down. And you'd swear sometimes that they were keeping the money that you're not getting, you know. And in the state, what he's saying is in the government's case, they just throw it around because, you know, there's really no accountability. And so just let it fly. Here's another one. It says education has value. I think what they mean by that is the education of going to become a psychiatrist. Creates a certain market value for you. I don't know what the market value is for a private psychiatrist. I don't know what duties you have to perform. But I think that, education has value. And I understand that you're probably bidding against the open market. You're probably bidding against people that have other opportunities. And they could go into the private sector and make more money at 3M or something like that. I get that part of it, that piece of it, but it doesn't feel right to me to see that, you know, Governor Wall sits out there, takes the bullets, all those things, and has to come up with a direction and of course managed through COVID and the George Floyd riots. And it just seems to me that position is where it all starts and that's where the most value should go. I don't know. Here's one. By your logic with Governor Walz, shouldn't Mark Coyle and Joan Gable be making more than P.J. Fleck or Ben Johnson or Bob Motzko? They do make more than Bob Motzko, although Bob gets paid well, not as much as P.J. or Ben. Point well taken. The market value for Ben Johnson and P.J. Fleck and the amount of money that flows in is what they get paid off of, what they bring in for their sport. We had a call yesterday because these the NIL money and the way that through the transfer portal that they're recruiting kids is becoming, I'm told, astronomical. That there are cases where the people that really need a player and they see him in the transfer portal can now underwrite salaries up to 20, 25 grand a month and throw in a car. That's what I've been told. That's the kind of money that's floating around out there right now for teams in the Power 5 conference that want to get a player. If they need to, I was told about one basketball program and that, you know, again, a big time school and they got $5 million, in their budget, so to speak, to pay players. All legitimate, all under the new rules. And a guy called in yesterday and he said, I think that half of the money that they get should go to the women's program. Half the money that they make on their NIL should go to the women's program. They should donate that to the women's program. And I said, and I mean, that is what's happened so far. The women's programs, the non-revenue programs have been paid by the football and basketball program. That's exactly what they have done. They've paid for them all. The idea of this is to say, I'm also my own brand. And therefore, by being my own brand, I deserve a cut in money going directly to me because I've already helped pay for all the non-revenue and all the programs out there. You know, aside from men's basketball and football, that's all of them. Hockey breaks even, probably makes a little bit of money, but in general, that's about all of them. And I don't know you shouldn't be asked to donate money. I mean, this is not socialism. This is capitalism. And that's what they've done. Here's some more text that we've got. A psychiatrist is a medical doctor with additional years of study to specialize in this field, not to be confused with a psychologist, which does not require medical school. Well, I knew that. They changed that law many years ago because they could not get quality people for the salary of the governor. Psychiatrists should make more money because they're helping all people and not beholden to one political party. I guess I don't know enough about where these psychiatrists, who they're working on, what they do. Is it PTSD? Is it anybody that's in the government that works there that feels they need to see a psychiatrist? I don't even know what a psychiatrist employed by a government does. And I'm not trying to talk out of school here. I don't know. Do they have an office and a couch, and you go in there and you lay down and you say, Doc, I've got to get this off my chest. I'm sick of all the road construction and I don't know who to go to. Can you help me get through this? I'm tired of driving around orange pylons, but those are my brethren's work here. I don't know. The state psychiatrists making that much are heads of state facilities, like places for the mentally ill or prisons. It's a rough and dangerous job, and there's a shortage. It's very hard to recruit to Minnesota because of the climate. Interesting. Interesting. That makes some sense if you're running one of those buildings and you've got people that are mentally ill and people that are capable of danger. Here's another one that says, would have helped if you read the entire article. No, I didn't want to read the entire article. I just read the paragraph, and then I threw it out to you because I was hoping some of the people would call in, but you guys just keep texting. But I didn't have time to read the whole article. I don't have time always. Minnesota's top 20 paid state workers are psychiatrists. Anyway, there's an article on it, and it just struck me. It just struck me. If nothing else, I said my knee-jerk reaction to this is it doesn't seem right, but what do I know? When we come back, the USFL, Gordy Shaw is a part of it. What's it like to coach these spring football teams? Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.